Ladies, how we doing out there?
Can I get a venti blowjob?
With a reach around?
Hello.
The titties to a mom?
She got some nice ass titties. You don't hear me say that. I wonder what his palm would say.
I don't know. It's in the parking lot.
It's okay once you get your titties in there.
I mean, I thought we're on that level. Your mom is damn on that.
Weekend Superheroes Podcast.
Hello, 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 and welcome to your Weekend Superheroes Podcast, episode number 4. We are back. We have a lot to get through, guys, so I'm going to speed it up here and do some quick introductions. To my left, we have Darius. Darius, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Love the plaid. And pretty much love everything about you, Darren.
I try to, you know, keep it classy in the wardrobe for this podcast.
You killed it. Pat, how you feeling?
10 feet tall and bulletproof.
What happened in that bathroom earlier? You want to
talk about that? That's why I feel so great. I mean, you guys probably don't, but I feel great.
Steve, how you feeling?
Kind of shitty, but I'm all right. I'm here.
Kind of shitty. That's right. What are bubble guts?
Yeah, big time.
Can we Clorox his microphone after this?
Do you know what you ate? Something we want to tell our viewers not to eat to feel exactly like you feel?
Actually, if I could pinpoint it down to one thing, I would tell you, but I have no idea.
It was probably that diarrhea you ate.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
Excessive amount of drinking? Is that anything to do with it? No, probably not. Okay, guys. Well, before we start rolling, I asked you all to give me something super embarrassing about yourself, just so we could really exploit your vulnerabilities to the world. So we're going to start off.
I can't wait.
We're going to start off really quickly, and Pat, you're going to go last on this one.
I'm always last.
Yeah.
It's right. Not first for me. Last. So usually I always have to go last in situations like this.
We're going
to
start with Darius. Darius, let me ask you something. After polishing off an entire Whopper meal at Burger King, just to receive his cardboard crown, Pat exited the building and A, sneezed and promptly shit his pants, going back to discard his underwear. Did he B, trip coming off the sidewalk and throw up inches away from a breastfeeding woman? Or C, tripped onto a handicapped elderly man, smashing him to the ground?
Oh, my God.
Which one did he do, Darius?
There's not a good
there's
answer.
There's not a...
No. All of those are so terrible.
Oh, man. There's no all the above
there
answer.
There isn't. He either sneezed and shit
I mean,
pants,
I see how you would think that.
Tripped off the sidewalk and threw up next to a breastfeeding woman. Or
breastfeeding?
Onto a handicapped elderly man, smashing him to the ground. Darius, which one?
I think I'm going to go with... A on this one.
A, he shit his pants. Steve, I'm going to go with you.
I want to say C.
C, you tripped onto a handicapped elderly man, smashed him to the ground. The answer, oh, by the way, this is for 3 drinks. The answer, Pat, is what?
That would be A.
Yes.
Good job, Darius.
Yes.
So Darius can do multiple choices.
This is, yeah, this is clearly not factor fuck. He needs at least 3 choices. 2, not going to happen.
All right, well done. We're going to move on. We'll let Darius be out on this one.
Okay.
Darius, you're gone. So we will talk to Pat. Pat, in the 5th grade, after Darius's teacher did not allow him to use a hall pass.
That's fucking racist.
Darius, A, threw a tantrum, pushing the teacher over her chair. B, gave up the fight and peed his pants in class. Or C, decided to make a run for it, tripped and smashed face first into the chalkboard.
I'm going to go with B.
B, gave up the fight and peed his pants. Steve.
I second that.
And that is correct.
Nailed it.
Darius.
Boom.
Hey, you got to go. You got to go. All right. They got to give you that pass.
First 2 involve people pissing and shitting in their pants. I like the tone we're setting here.
Darius isn't a violent person, so I knew A was out.
All right.
I had no chill back then.
All right. Steve.
If the word smashed is in it, it's probably not the one. Yeah.
Steve, I'm going to sit this one out.
You're out. Pat. After a friend's wedding, Steve was mattress dancing with one of the guests when he was interrupted by several other guests bursting through the door to watch the show. Steve had bumped uglies with the girl before in A, a church basement, B, Darius's laundry room, or C, behind a Taco Bell.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with C, the Taco Bell. He got some chalupa in the chalupa.
Darius?
I'm going to go with B.
Which one was it, Steve?
It was B.
Sorry, Pat, you were set up. Darius knew that the whole time.
I'm calling bullshit on this.
Drank three. Okay. The only reason I can't really take myself out of this, so I will give you all a chance except Pat, because he already knows this, sadly.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean, that would be me. Since
oh, really? Okay.
You're Sean?
Oh, I just call you narrator.
The narrator, Sean, lost his virginity to A. Is it A, a couch, B, a vibrating pen, or C, a gutted flashlight stuffed with cotton balls?
I'm going C on that.
C, a gutted, thus inventing the fleshlight.
No wonder we're in such a nice place recording this.
There
is. I'm going with C on this one, too.
Pat, what was the answer?
The answer would be A.
Damn it.
And who were you thinking about, Sean?
I wasn't allowed to watch Seinfeld as a child, so...
Elaine.
When Seinfeld came on, yes, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Wait, you told me it was George.
And I impregnated my couch. I made these adorable little ottomans. You guys should see. They're in daycare right
One
now.
One of them turned Jesus into a love seat, Christ. Though. More, got a little big.
More pushing for the cushion. Well, wait a minute.
I see what you did there.
All right. Guys, quick, let's talk about the last podcast. How did I do? Scale 1 to you can't read.
1 to hooked on phonics?
Yeah.
Look, you can't just drink like that and expect to do a podcast.
Like, I haven't seen Hooked on Phonics commercial in probably like 20 years, yeah. But the people that own that company were like, oh, man, we're back. We're back in business.
Somebody might need us.
Somebody get a hold of that, man.
They put like the sign up in the sky like the bat signal. It was just a book.
Maybe they could sponsor us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, just in case this comes up, instead of white powder, I said...
Oh, what did you say?
I said white power.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Said white racist.
Power. Right in front of Darius.
And yeah. I believe the other word was custom-y.
Oh, yeah. Custom-y.
Still custom-y, yeah.
Nailed it. Oh, my goodness. Guys, we're going to move on. We're going to do this until I run out of them. These are going to be the top 5 podcast names.
Oh, hey, you know how many there are this week.
Yeah. In no particular order.
These ones are numbered, I think.
Just five?
Just, there's five here.
Oh, you did number them. Look at that.
Number one. The Angry Mailman Podcast.
That one's too self-explanatory.
Is that like the guy from... Wasn't there an Angry Mailman on Garfield, on the cartoon? Or does like Garfield hate the mailman?
Just all the mailmans, especially my real dad, right?
Mailmans?
That guy's the worst. That beautiful Italian man that we're still trying to find. Number two, we have Dr. Dick's Sex Advice.
Well, I mean, he's a doctor. If anyone knows, it's him.
Yeah.
Well, that's sexist. Maybe it's a woman.
Dr. Dick?
Yeah, that's
hey,
true.
It's 2016,
Dick.
Man.
Dick could be the last name.
Ladywood
Does
sex
he give
advice.
All kind of dick advice.
Number three, Celebrity Donkey Punch.
I might listen to that one.
Yeah, I bet you would.
That's interesting.
Give it a shot.
Number four, Guys We Fucked.
I hope
that's all girls.
Is that your other podcast?
No, it's
that's a girl audience.
No, his other podcast is Couches We Fucked.
It's actually pretty popular. It's on the top 10 of the podcast.
Oh, so talking. Like right below us then.
Yeah. And number five is my favorite, Jizz Whiz. The Jizz Whiz.
It must be a Philly thing. I don't understand.
Well, since we have a whole lot to cover, guys, I want to move on to something I read about that was fantastic.
More reading, really?
You know what? The idea came from this.
How long did it take you to read? Like 2 weeks?
Oh, jeez. The idea came from this. My mother was trying to shop for us, the kids, and she happens to love Dick's Sporting Goods.
She went to Dick's.com.
Glad you said sporting goods after that.
Right. So you go to Dick's.com, and next thing you know, she's got an eye full of cocks she can't forget.
Is that her homepage?
So she saved it, and she goes to it every day just to make sure it hasn't changed. So I'm going to come up with the top whatever, because I didn't number them, because that's my
shocker.
Thing. Unfortunate domain names. I'll tell you what you guys think here. The first one is Internet Protocol Anywhere is the name of the place, and their domain name is, unfortunately, IPAnywhere.com. That's anywhere.
That's the story of my life.
Yeah, it must be owned by a dude.
IP Anywhere.
So maybe someone can guess this. Penn Island?
Oh, Penisland.
Penisland.net, yeah.
Man, I thought that was an amusement park.
Pat, any ideas on this one? This particular company's name, Kids Exchange?
Kids Exchange?
Oh, no.
It's kidssexchange.net.
Oh, no.
Real clever.
Darius, how about this one? Web 1, O-N-E. Any idea?
What? Web 1? Weeby.
Isn't this a Ricky Martin song?
Weebone.
Weebone. Weebone. Weebone. Weebone.au.
Maybe I need hooked on phonics.
anyone, how about this? Who Represents is the name of the company here.
Whorepresents.com.
Well, I mean, it's nice to know that somewhere you can go when you need a good present for a whore.
It's cheaper than going to the mall. Honest to God. no, jeez. No braces. No braces.
Knob braces.
You can go to this right now, by the way.
Oh, there's no K at the beginning.
Knobraces.au. All right. Go Tahoe. T-A-H-O-E.
Got a hoe right now.
Gotaho.com. By the way, if you want to know more about Darius, you can go to gotaho.com. And this one's kind of easy. Therapist Finder.
The rapist.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Sean Connery.
Exactly. That one's too easy. I like this one, too. Power Gen Italia. Power Gen Italia. It's powergenitalia.com. Yeah. These aren't, I'm not making this. You can go to these right now and check these out.
Is that an affiliate of manhang.com?
Manhang. Pat, Speed of Art. Yeah, it's Speedo Fart. It's Speedo Fart.
Oh, everyone can see that.
Too easy. Dixon Web. It's Dixon Web. DixonWeb.com. You should go there.
Isn't that where your mom went?
This one was renamed. It was so bad because it's Via Graphics. G-R-A-F-I-X.
Viagra Fix.
It's the ViagraFix.com. That one was renamed. This one's unfortunate. NY, New York Canal Region. Their domain name is nycanal.com.
I bet they get a ton of traffic, though.
There's no better anal than the NYC anal. All right, and the last one I'm going to leave all up to you. This is my absolute favorite. Jesus. Mole Station. Like moles in a...
Molestation.
Mole Station Nursery.
Molestation Nursery. Oh, man. People are...
They have great little plants.
Honest to God, go to the website. It's there. It's available. You can see.
I just don't understand how people register these things, and they don't pay attention to... They don't read them back to themselves like, no, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Penisisland.com.
Definitely.
Penis. Yeah. Molestation they just don't have the minds like we do.
How to get better than that. Oh, my goodness. Guys, we're going to move on to our favorite segment we like to call In the News.
In the News.
In the news. A man has been charged with burglary and having sexual intercourse with an animal. The witness reported a license plate number, and the Euphrata police said Travis L. Wagner, 21, of Reynolds, was arrested after that plate was traced back to him. The incident occurred around 9:30 on August 16th on Indian Town Road. Witness said the vehicle parked near the barn, and the driver went inside for a short time, then left. When police interviewed Wagner, police said he admitted to going in the barn and having intercourse with a miniature horse. How's there? He was arraigned Monday morning and released on $5,000 unsecured bail. The sexual intercourse with an animal charge, a second-degree misdemeanor, carries a maximum sentence of not more than 2 years in prison.
So you're saying he came out of the barn after he came in the barn.
Oh!
Well, I mean, at least he picked a horse his own size, right?
The miniature one.
Was it at least a female horse, do we know?
I can't tell you. I just don't know. I mean, don't they teach you in school that nay means no?
That's terrible.
Sean. God.
Terrible.
You and your puns. God. How long have you been waiting to say that?
You had that lined up.
All week.
You couldn't wait to get it out.
Neither could he.
So what's with the barnyard sex?
Seriously, what websites do you troll? Every week, it's someone fucking something they shouldn't be fucking.
So you've never been to penisland.net?
I have not. I only go to horseisland.net.
You get some whore presents there.
Yeah.
So we go from what? Mannequin sex? Fan sex? Back to horse sex.
Did he take all four horses' legs with him?
Can you do a horse doggy style, or does that even make sense? I think at some point we're just missing something.
Nay.
I don't know.
See, it's funnier when he says it.
Everything's funnier when I say it. Let's be honest.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Moving on. In the news, Klaus Jostad.
Yeah.
Of Alta, Norway.
Is he part of the Viking superheroes?
Bought a Marius stole to help him shower. Who knows what a Marius stole is? Because I had to look it up.
If you turn it upside down, can you sit four guys on it?
Four guys and a horse.
A miniature horse.
Why the long face? So it goes, a Marius stole is nothing more than a stole, but it's got holes in it. It's got like, I don't know, like golf ball size holes.
I did hear about this,
so
actually.
So it's like a mesh stool?
No, it's a just plastic stool, but imagine like...
Like a cheese grater, but not...
where are we going with this?
You know, a real comfortable cheese grater.
Like
stuff.
Something you'd stand on to fuck a horse, right?
Like, let's say there's like this, like a, it's a circle, like the seat's a circle. There's just holes in it. Like,
what are the holes for? Are we gonna find out?
Is that for air?
Like,
but I guess the point is you could take it. Like, it can get wet. It's okay. You can take it out in the rain.
Oh, and it's aerodynamic. So,
or in this man's case, a shower. So I don't exactly have this in paragraph form, so I'm just going to throw it out there. The IKEA chair has holes in the seat, and as he was sitting and taking a shower because he hurt his leg, I mean, he's an older guy, but he's not old as dirt, but he's sitting there, and his testicle fell through one of the holes, and then the heat from the shower made his testicle bigger.
No, he got stuck.
He was stuck to the chair. I actually just saw this today.
Awful.
Was stuck. In a chair in the shower. He said he didn't know what to do.
And it probably took him 3 hours to put that fucking thing together if it was from IKEA.
Yeah. The heat of the water causes testicle to expand and hard to untangle. Now, this guy's... The only reason I did this story is because this guy's...
How big are the holes in this stool?
Yeah, what the hell?
I think a better question is how big are his balls?
Well, one question answers the other one, asshole.
So, this was his quote. Sitting there and noticing the accident, I bent down to see what the fuck happened. And I realized a little nutter had got stuck.
Was it lefty or righty?
He told Mail Online, whatever that is. He says, I couldn't fucking move. Imagine an angry Irishman having an incident, cursing his way, and I couldn't move. I started pondering how the hell I was going to get out of the mess. After I pondered back and forth, I realized no bloody ideas. The water turned cold by itself, so I started freezing. The water got cold.
And there was shrinkage.
Even more cold than my mother-in-law's smile when I married her daughter. But the cold water was his problem and his savior. Though the photographer...
Why was there a photographer there?
Yeah, wait.
Was he getting a senior picture taken in the shower?
I'm starting to feel like this was planned.
And the father of three admitted he could have electrocuted himself by doing what he did next. This is his quote. In despair, I reached for the hairdryer to keep warm while pondering when I released the nut and got loose from the squirrel stool.
Well, to be fair, if I got my nut stuck in something in the shower, I might want to end it all too.
Did he leave comments on the product page that his nut got stuck in the chair?
He absolutely did.
Is there now a recall?
He told IKEA on Facebook, calling his genitals the skipper and two sailors.
I like this guy.
The retailer responded as the post was shared 10,000 times. IKEA said, make sure you are well-dressed for your next sea excursion.
Wow, they didn't even own up to it or anything.
No, what are you going to do?
They were just like, nah, fuck you, dude.
Your ball gets sucked in. What are you going to do?
Make the hole smaller.
Or bigger.
I'll accept either.
Do you know what you would do, Pat? If your balls were stuck in a chair and there's nothing you could do about it?
Kill myself.
Just off yourself right there.
Well, first I'd have to text you so you could read about it on the next podcast, and then I'd fucking kill myself.
In the news, multiple reports that menacing clowns are lurking in the woods, sometimes allegedly offering kids cash to follow them. Residents of Greenville, South Carolina, looking over their shoulders and even brandishing guns. The sheriff's office said it boosted patrols, but turns out that dressing like a clown isn't illegal.
Nor should it be.
Right. Recents told the deputy that the men were spooked by what the incident report as recent clown activity. Does anyone know what the fear of clowns is, by the way?
Normal.
Do you have a fear of clowns, Pat?
No, not really.
Oh. No one knows?
Like the actual word for it?
Yeah, fear of clowns.
No idea.
Bozophobia.
Calorophobia.
I think those clowns have some chloroform.
Like.
Can I just say
half
that...
Half of our country has chlorophobia.
Yeah. Can I just say how sad I am that we now have to offer children to money to lure them? Like, whatever happened in the good old days when you could just offer them candy to lure them?
Right. And a nice van.
Everyone's so materialistic these days.
So sensitive.
Nah, man, I don't want that candy.
You want that cash. Cash.
I mean, back in my day, two Kit Kats and a Butterfinger, and that kid was yours.
Fair enough. Guys, in the news, global condom manufacturer Durex has decided to create an aubergine-flavored range. Aubergine, by the way, Durex, I'll just move on.
Didn't we go to high school with her?
Durex tweeted an image of the box on which it uses its vegetable's U.S. name, the eggplant. The new flavor comes in line with hype around the aubergine emoji. Durex is known already for its flavored condoms. Already on the market are the likes.
Are you also dyslexic?
Apple, banana, chocolate, strawberry, and orange. Other brands also offer tasty treats.
No watermelon.
Skins is a condom brand. I don't know.
Sure, sounds right.
Has a bubblegum option. ESP sells marshmallow variety. And Passante, is that a brand?
That sounds super sketchy. I don't believe in them. That's super sketchy. Yeah.
Well, Passante,
I haven't used a condom since 1986.
Passante even has a fizzy cola condom.
You think that's what the clowns had?
Cola.
The candy-flavored ones? Maybe, that's what... Okay, now that's where the candy comes in. I get it.
Yeah.
The tip is bright red, and you squeeze it, and it honks. I'm assuming that's what the condom does. So, okay. So you meet a random dude in a bar...
Wow.
What?
Wow. Are you fucking serious?
Wait, no, he'll be here any minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This should be your embarrassing thing.
This is why we need to check on the podcast.
It really was George, wasn't it?
George Glass. So you meet a guy. You put a condom on to
Why do you keep meeting guys in bars?
It's just hypothetical, you assholes.
I'm not even hypothetically gay. I broke Steve again.
There it was. It took longer this time.
Mission accomplished.
Hit Steve the same time as Badge joke.
And I'm sweating.
Damn it, guys. Does the vagina taste too, or am I just missing something?
We'll tell you when you're older. You probably never use a dental dam either, have you?
Somebody draw me a diaphragm.
Oh my God. I don't even have to sneeze.
I don't get it. Whatever. Moving on. J&D's. J&D's is another one. Meanwhile, went the whole hog with the bacon-flavored condom. All right. Well, moving on. We've got the top fives that bacon has failed us.
That should be a zero.
Meaty Fresh Power Bacon Deodorant Stick. Yeah, I mean, bacon failed you.
I mean, I wouldn't
it didn't
wear
fail,
it.
Though.
I mean,
it's just like it's just not meant for that purpose.
It's failure. Uncle Oinker's, true story. Bacon mints.
I would eat that.
I'd eat them.
I'd at least try it. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three. Lester's Fixins is the name of the place. Bacon soda.
I'd try it if it wasn't from Lester. I don't trust that fucker.
I don't know.
He does some shady shit.
Fizzy?
I'd do a shot of it.
Bacon. Fizzy lifting drink?
The prairie oyster, you little pussy. Do not throw this at me.
Tell you what, if you put bacon in the prairie oyster, Darius will do it.
All right.
I'm his manager. I'm signing him up.
You guys, I've actually had this. I'm still not a fan. Bacon vodka.
You know what? It's actually really good in Bloody Marys.
There's just certain
you don't like Bloody Marys.
Right, yeah.
There's just certain things you shouldn't use bacon for. Like it's not that
like washing your car.
It's not that the bacon failed. It's the person failed the bacon.
Maybe I should have put it that way.
Yeah, and the bacon vodka is really good in Bloody Marys. I'm telling you. You ever seen a Bloody Mary where they serve it with a stick of bacon in it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like Bloody Marys. I don't know how you guys do that.
I don't do Bloody Marys either.
They're delicious.
Number five, strawberry-flavored gummy bacon. Also by Uncle Oinker, by the way.
Mm. So they work well together.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good combo.
I think it's better than you would think. Sweet and bacon actually work well together.
Yeah, whoever made this list is
bacon
bullshit.
Is always like a salty type flavor.
Yeah, well, like I said.
Good call, Steve.
And I found fake bacon, also known as fakin.
Fakin?
Fakin or veggie
bacon.
No,
I'm not into that.
All right,
hold on. Just skip it because that's not fucking bacon.
You're yeah, right, that's not real bacon. Fuck those people.
They came up with... carrot bacon? What
nope.
What the fuck is
no.
carrot bacon?
Nope.
Listen, all these not vegetarians are like, oh, you won't even miss meat. Well, then why do you make all your shit taste like meat? Like
yeah, everything they try is all
no one's
like
ever
meat.
Been like, oh my God,
oh, that tastes like bacon.
Taste the celery-flavored bacon. Bullshit.
I still don't understand the condom-flavored bacon.
Condom-flavored bacon.
You know what? I'd try it.
I thought you were even hypothetically gay.
Condom-flavored bacon. All right.
Well, moving forward, we are going to move on to our main topic, which is...
bacon.
Awkward situations. This came about, I was at the dentist today, right? But are they ever in your mouth with six different instruments and then ask you, like, a question?
I hate when they try to talk to you.
It's bullshit.
Like, I know they're supposed to make small talk.
And then I'll be like, yeah, can you turn over this way a little more? While you're trying to talk to them.
What dentist do you go to?
They just put Darius out for 3 hours. He wakes up without any pants on. Next thing you know, he's fucking a horse.
He has to put a hospital gown on to go to the dentist.
Well, I'm going to move on to the top, whatever. Most awkward situations. And I hope you're having a drink with us at home, and I hope you can relate to some of these. Number one. Is going to number whatever. Pat.
Wow.
Falling asleep in an inappropriate place.
Listen, I think church is a perfectly fine place to fall asleep.
How about this one? My brother was driving to work, and it was rush hour traffic. Granted, it was going slow, and he turned to his right, and there was Pat. And his head was back on the seat, and he was snoring while he was driving parkway traffic.
All right, hold on. I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but how did he know I was snoring from another vehicle? Yeah. I snore, but
have
not
have you
that
ever
loud.
Heard you snore?
Listen, I have a disease. That was before I had my machine. I'm better now.
I'm really proud of you.
I've fallen asleep in traffic before. I can't say.
Yeah, so fuck off.
But in my defense, it was because there was an accident that closed the parkway, so I was literally in park for an hour and a half.
Oh, so, yeah. So you think it's someone fell asleep before you?
Yeah, probably.
You think maybe Pat caused that accident?
It's contagious.
Hey, I didn't hit anyone.
No, you made it to work. All right, this one's important to me. Taking a dump in a public restroom and someone goes in the stall next to you. Do you guys?
Hate it.
Hate it.
I can't stand it.
No, the worst is when you try and wait them out, let them leave first, and they just sit there for like 20 minutes and it just becomes a battle of wills.
Because if you get there first, you release everything, and then you're just kind of there.
But
like,
if they're already there and you come in and you sit down, I make a lot of noise to let them know that I'm going to be here
I'm
for
here.
A while.
Okay.
And it's time for you to move out and pack your shit.
The worst?
Yeah. I should have said pack your shit.
Unpack your shit?
Condom-flavored bacon.
Now, the worst is when you try and wait them out, and you finally give up. You're like, all right, I'll leave first. And you start this whole...
Motherfucker.
I'll sit back
down. I gave
down.
You there is 15
etiquette,
minutes.
Right?
I'll sit back down.
Peeing.
That was me today.
Yeah, peeing next to somebody and shitting next to somebody.
I thought you were going to say peeing out of your ass because those are bad.
Yeah.
I'll pee anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I just don't like if there's...
Hey, I have a domain for you.
If there's enough room for like someone to piss and it's not next to everybody, like that pisses me off. Whenever I'm in the bathroom...
Pisses
there's,
them off.
Right. Yeah.
There's five pissers open. I'm at the end, and the person comes and pisses right next to me.
Yeah,
like, take one of the other ones.
I guess there's the etiquette where if there's three urinals,
you're supposed to use
and every
stall.
Other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's every other one.
How does every guy just know this? Like, no one ever told you this, right? Like, you just inherently know.
I actually had a test in college about this, an online test.
What class?
Sociology. So you rolled in, and in the picture, there was a stall and three urinals. They said there was a guy at the far right urinal. Where do you pee?
Far left urinal.
Very good.
Yep.
Now there's a guy.
The next guy uses the stall.
Very good. Mm. Okay. So you roll in, and there's a guy at the far left urinal, the far right urinal, and in the stall.
You
what
wait.
Do you do? There it is. You hit the door.
Yeah, I've actually. It's like a game I've played. I played that on.
Why? Why?
Oh, I usually just go in the stall too.
I mean, and we sword fight. We all poop, right? Fuck. how about this one? Tripping and or falling, then playing it cool.
Oh, I do that shit all the time.
I've done that.
You going to tell my story, Sean?
I do that all the time, and I'll look at the sidewalk like, motherfucker, where'd you come from?
For that. But Pat, actually, since we're talking
I can't tell this
tripping,
story.
You were at, where were you?
A wedding reception.
A wedding reception, and there was a little bit of a dance contest going on. If I could describe Pat to you, it would be a short Italian man.
Don't give away my secret identity.
with the rhythm of the beer bottle he's holding. And he went up, and it was his turn, and they pushed him up there, and it was time to go dance. He took 3 steps and landed flat on his face.
All right.
And the man with the mic said, my man just fell.
And then what happened? You went on to win that contest.
You're damn right I did.
Well done, Pat.
You put all proud your effort you. Into that fall.
Yeah.
It
was like a Rudy story.
Walk into someone, and you get in each other's path. And then you got to do that little tango dance.
And then you got to be like, oh, want to dance?
My bad. It's ridiculous. Oh, man.
I just usually do a spin move out of that.
I just don't dance. Problem solved.
Shaking hands with... this is my worst. This is my worst fear.
Is it the dead fish?
Kind of. Shaking hands with someone who doesn't shake it the same way. There's always the pound.
Oh, yeah, you always
shake. There's so many different ways.
Going with the pound, if they try to give you the hand, you just go like that.
What do you mean? Oh, you have a solution for this.
It's easier to,
but what if they adjust the same way, and then you end up opposite?
Well, yeah, then where you're at.
Then you just restart. I mean, you just start over again. Like, you just call it out. Like, that was the worst dancing.
Especially when you're drunk and you're playing, like, beer pong or something, then it's time for the high five for your partner, and they go for the pound, you go for the, and they just punch your hand. Yeah,
I think it's great.
A lot of times I'll call for newies. I'm like, that sucked. Let's do that.
Start over.
I don't even know you can call for newies
You can
call newies
on
a lot of things.
All right.
Oh my goodness. So how about this one? Saying bye to someone and realize you're going in the same direction.
Oh, I don't say bye to people. I just leave. So.
That's right, Mr. Houdini over here.
Ninja.
Now the Irish goodbye.
Yeah, all the time. It's my favorite thing to do.
I've done it, and you say goodbye, and then you keep walking, but you let them walk ahead of you, or they walk ahead of you, or you walk ahead of them, and then you, like, what? Somebody say something, or else I'm going to have to kill you.
Wow.
Did I take that to a whole new
level? Just said goodbye. We just said goodbye.
Yeah.
It's just too much. How about this
You're
one?
You're angry tonight.
It must be the heat in here.
Yeah. Someone gets you a gift you don't want.
No one gets me gifts, so I don't have
yeah.
You never got a gift for Christmas? You're like, oh, thanks for the fucking sock.
No, as a matter of fact, on one of my birthdays, you came to the bar and ordered a bunch of shit and then walked out without paying your tab.
Oh, I heard this story.
That's a great gift.
No, it's just somebody gets you a gift you don't want.
Oh.
We thought we'd leave you with that.
Like a bacon-flavored condom?
Do you send them a thank you card after?
Getting caught in a white lie during small talk and then having to admit you don't know what they're talking about. I am the champion at that.
Yeah, you should never lie because you don't remember anything.
But I just don't care. I don't care what people have to say. So when they start talking to me, I just like, and they're like, oh, do you know where that is? Or do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so they don't have to go off on a tangent and tell me more shit I don't care about.
Like, wow, maybe you're just a bad person.
What was that line that somebody said?
What is with you tonight? You're pissed.
Land your plane.
Land your plane. Yeah, they have to land their plane.
Yeah.
All right. Spitting on or getting spit on in a conversation, especially within a
conversation. Oh, that's the most annoying thing ever.
When I'm the spitter, I usually just call it out. I'm like, I'm real sorry for spitting on you.
Well, you're a spitter? I wouldn't have guessed that.
You thought I was a swallower?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Again, not even hypothetically gay.
So here's a fun story. Pat and I actually signed up for a gym once. Yeah. Like with weights and stuff, that gym?
Yeah, what did we do immediately after signing up?
Well,
you went to the bar.
No, we
close.
Well, we were in the gym for an hour.
Went
signing
got milkshakes.
Up.
Yeah, and we figured we'd been there.
Did you touch a weight?
I broke a
no,
sweat.
No, we looked at
weights.
Some.
Come on. And then we walked to Taco Bell. Oh, then I.
But we
hey, you walked, yeah,
to Taco
good job.
Bell. Yeah.
And then I sprained my ankle. Remember that?
And that was the
you
end
sure
of it.
You sure did, and we couldn't go to the gym ever again.
I got hurt at my first trip to the gym.
That was the end. You knew it was just a sign.
But we actually signed up for not.
We got a free personal training session.
Personal training. And there was this Asian guy, and he was short.
Why does it matter what his race is?
He's a bad person. We've covered this.
There we go.
So, and it will in a second.
No, it won't.
So he started, and we asked him, okay, so what should we work on? He looked at us, and he's like, we'll start with chest. But every other word he said, he drooled out of the side of his face. Like, not just spit. It fell out of his face.
Ew.
Yeah, like he needed a drool cup. And then, you're doing flat bench, and he's leaning over to spot you.
Yeah. It's like dumping hot water on your face.
It was like having an older brother. So I've never had one, but I imagine that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
So we called him the Asian salivation every time we saw him. It was disgusting. It was revolting. How about this guy getting into a crowded elevator, facing the opposite direction of everyone else, and not being able to turn around?
I'd punch him.
I would just
start hitting people.
Oh, yeah, and Sean's the angry one. I would just take the next elevator.
Yeah, I would wait for the next one.
I wouldn't
crowd in there.
I mean, I was in a building with like
just back into the elevator. 75
floors. When you got an elevator, you took it no matter what.
I mean, I'd say I'd take the stairs, but no one will believe me.
Hey, we went to the gym.
And walked to Taco Bell.
Nailed it. I think we nailed it.
You broke even.
This is the last one. Looking at someone in the car next to you in traffic, and they keep looking, so you're just locked in some weird.
Oh, I stare at people all the time in traffic. I love it.
But what do you do? I turn. I try to turn quickly, and I think I pull her off. Like, we didn't look at each other at the same time. I think we nailed it.
Well, that's like the same thing as like if you're out somewhere and you see like a good looking girl, you look at him, and then you're just like, there's a bird flying.
Yeah,
I
wasn't looking at you.
I wasn't looking at you.
You're gross.
Come on. You were staring at me, you creep. Yeah. Maybe that was the problem.
You're checking me out.
Well, that's the end of your list. Can I add one?
Sure.
So like when you're buying a movie ticket and they say, thanks, enjoy your movie. And just out of reflex, you say, thanks, you too.
Oh, all the time.
Or the server brings your food. Hey, enjoy your meal. Thanks, you too.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday. Hey, you too.
Yeah. You too. Thank you.
Like, it's just reflex. And then like, it's halfway out your mouth and you're committed. You can't stop.
Can you guys think of any more? Come on. How about the bus, Darius?
When there's open seats and someone sits next to you?
Yeah.
Like, there's all the seats open in the bus and they have to sit next to you.
Oh, like, that's like urinal etiquette,
like,
man.
Leg on leg.
Oh,
damn, back up.
That's terrible.
Move over.
How about taking pictures on a bus? Anybody know about that?
You always take pictures on the bus.
I don't know.
Oh, you just got the finger.
Oh, my goodness. That
I think there was a chance you might have got caught.
Guys, we're going to move on to our favorite segment we like to call Fact or Fuck.
Fact or Fucked.
Darius. A pen with a finely crafted white star was created for Hitler by a Jewish person so that he would always carry the Star of David.
Fuck.
That's a fact.
Wow, never saw that one coming.
The pen had been manufactured in 1914, which was long before Hitler even came to power. Pat.
Hi.
Coca-Cola used to contain cocaine.
Fact.
That is a fact.
I thought everyone knew that.
Yeah,
that's
a fact.
That
was easy. You basically handed him that one.
It wasn't until 1929 that Coca-Cola became cocaine-free.
But it still contains extracts from cacao leaves. It's just not
cacao leaves.
Cacao. Which is where cocaine comes from.
Cacao. Steve.
Hi.
Coca-Cola used to contain...
I was like, wait, is he fucking with me right now?
George W. Bush declared June 10th to be Jesus Day.
Fucked.
That is a fact.
Isn't there already a Jesus Day?
While Governor of Texas,
December 25th?
Yeah.
The soon-to-be president declared June 10th to be the holiday honoring Jesus.
Jesus gets like three different holidays.
How many days does this guy get?
Yeah, cool off here.
Can I get 2 days?
Pat, 1997 episode of Pokemon.
True.
Triggered epileptic seizures in over 600 children.
I know it was an anime. I can't remember if it was Pokemon or not. I'm going to say fucked.
It is fucked. But it was Pokemon. But the 600 children were taken to the hospital, but less than one-fourth of them actually had any kind of photosensitive seizure. So the whole thing was a lie anyway.
Bunch of pussies.
Wow.
Bunch of bullshit.
Steven.
Uh-huh.
The Marlboro Man died of lung cancer.
Fucked.
That's a fact.
Fact.
Oh.
Wayne McLaren, a Marlboro man in 1976, died of lung cancer at the age of 51.
Are me and Steve Todd?
Yeah, we are right now. I'm not doing too hot today.
Darius. Steve Burns, host of anything? Anybody? Blues Clues.
Oh,
we
that
are
guy.
Talking about Blues Clues.
Died of a heroin overdose.
I'm going to say fucked.
That is fucked. Well done.
Way to go.
Wow. Good job, B.
Rumors spread, but he's alive and well and just went on a some kind of show and just talked about how that
rage bender
rumor like ruined his kids.
Booze Clues?
Pat.
Hi.
The graham cracker was originally invented to get kids to stop masturbating.
Choose See, wisely.
Now I'm just trying to figure out if you're smart enough to make that up or not. I want to go with fact.
It is a fact. I'd actually like you to read the last paragraph there at the bottom.
Reverend Sylvester Graham created it as some odd anti-aphrodisiac. The graham cracker was originally conceived of as a health food as part of the Graham diet, a vegetarian regimen to suppress unhealthy carnal urges, the source of many maladies according to Graham. Reverend Graham would often lecture on self-abuse, as masturbation was commonly called at the time. Graham would often say how these experiences were inspired by children eating crackers. One of his many theories was that one could curb one's sexual appetite by eating vegetables and bland foods. That explains every vegetarian I know.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Another man who held this belief was John Harvey Kellogg, the inventor of the cornflake cereal.
What do you guys think of that? I don't know. I've eaten graham crackers and masturbated.
At the same time, right?
You've masturbated onto graham crackers.
Absolutely. I thought that's how you made a s'more.
Oh. Jeez.
S'more what?
Who are we on? Steve?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know how. I only have two left.
That's right. I'm crushing it.
Math isn't your strong suit.
A single light bulb has been burning since 1901.
Where at?
I'll give it to you. In a firehouse in Livermore, California, you can see the view of a light bulb that hasn't turned off since 1901.
Fucked.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's the good. Bulb of an unknown wattage is included in the Guinness Book of World Records. Last one. I'll give it to all of you. And
no, can we just let Darius answer?
Take
the opposite.
Yes. Yeah. All right,
fine. If Darius loses, he finishes his beer. If he gets it, we all finish our beer. Darius.
I just opened mine. But all right. I'm confident.
If you swallow chewing gum, it doesn't pass.
Easy.
Through the digestive system for 7 years, fact or fucked?
Fucked.
That is fucked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course it is. Everyone knows that one.
Science proves that after gum passes through the alimentary canal, it's the same as the other problems.
Did you give Darius easy ones this week?
Alimentary, my dear Watson.
How many did you get, Darius?
I think I got two out of four.
Guys, we are wrapping this up. Thank you for listening to the Weekend Superheroes podcast. You can find us on all the news sources now. We pushed it out. Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Google Plus.
Google Play. Google Plus is dead.
Google Play. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on SoundCloud. I think I hit them all.
WeekendSuperheroes.com.
Oh, yeah. WeekendSuperheroes.com. You want to email us. You want to come on the show. Email us at podcast@WeekendSuperheroes.com. Darius, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, ladies. My favorite listeners.
I was going to call it the ladies.
Steve, anything, Dan?
Peace, bitch.
And Pat.
If you come on the podcast, you have to buy the beer.
If you come on the podcast, the beer is on Pat. Guys, thank you. And always remember to podcast responsibly.